Now listen here, my friends. Can I have your attention, please? If you're a Democrat for president in 20, raise your hand, just raise your hand. Now observe this, if you will. There's some people from the Hill, and they seem to think they're qualified to run this land. Now, I know you've all heard of Sanders, Warren, Biden, sure. But all of those combined do not compare to the electric thrill you might experience when Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, former HUD Secretary Julian Castro, and Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard all go to Iowa on the very same historic day. 76 unknowns are the candidates, with 110 more set to declare. In Des Moines every week and morn, they'll line up like rows of corn, and most just do not have a prayer.
76 unknowns on the campaign trail, and most of them think that they would be great.
Can Mayor Pete find a way and blast through Election Day? Did you know that he's openly gay?
New Hampshire will be crawling with these candidates. Pollsters watch Dick's for Notch like it's some special place.
Andrew Yang will give us 12 grand every year. The choice is clear. I want him to win the race.
It seems that every time the starting earlier, jump the gun, gotta run, there's no time to wait.
A Biden run will sure be green environmentally. It means we'll reuse our signs from 88.
76 unknowns will campaign for months, and most of these candidates aren't great.
You can help out the steps for sure. When in doubt, you should vote for the funniest candidate.
Ronald Reagan Building in Washington, D.C. It's the Capitol Steps New Year's edition of Politics Takes a Holiday. Join us as we take a look back at the people and events that gave comedians a never-ending source of material in 2019. And what a year it has been, ladies and gentlemen. Lori Loughlin, known to millions as Aunt Becky from Full House, might find herself on the rowing team at a federal penitentiary. This year, millions of people used an app on their phones to jump on scooters and ride down the middle of highways, which seemed pretty dangerous, but the most dangerous place to be was actually in line for a Popeye's chicken sandwich. And the U.S. women's soccer team proved they don't deserve to be paid like the men. They deserve to be paid a lot more. So sit back, relax, enjoy our show, and welcome President Donald Trump.
Where do I start? First of all, I gotta say, there's so many people in this theater tonight, okay? I've never seen more people gathered in a theater. No president has ever gathered more humans in a theater. It's way more than Obama ever did, way more. Of course, fake news. Fake news, they're not gonna tell you that there are a million people in here right now. But it's obvious, it's a million, right? Oh, she just said 3 million. That's confirmed. That lady knows what she's talking about. 3 million people. And thank you for the standing ovation. Sit down. So let's talk about the third great year of my greatness, my presidency. Let's talk about it. 2019, highest numbered year ever, okay? No president has ever had a higher numbered year. Of course, let's review all my greatness. Unemployment at a 50-year low. Wages are rising. More African Americans are employed than ever before. The U.S. is not involved in any wars. Gas is cheap. And thanks to me, we're doing so great. The only thing we have to complain about is a commercial for an exercise bike. Of course, now the Democrats, nasty Democrats, they're trying to impeach me. But I tell you this, if I am impeached, okay, it's going to be the highest ratings of any impeachment ever. So I still win. Take that, Democrats. Of course, it just makes me angry. So angry, all this crazy talk about collusion and obstruction. It's stopping my greatness from being fully realized. I have made the country greater. There's employment everywhere. There are more jobs for Hispanics like the ones who mow my hair. I'm by far the greatest president from ever anywhere. What's going on is just not fair. No president has ever been treated as poorly as I've been. I know that's what you're all thinking. And that list includes James A. Garfield, William McKinley, and Abraham Lincoln. I did nothing in Ukraine. Just ignore the left. It should really be quite plain that Zelensky's my BFF. Of course, my instincts are totally perfect, and I know you think they're so uncanny. My real problem is not my enemies, but my friends, like Rudy Giuliani. Annie.
I am acting like a pain. Don't heed what I said. It should really be quite plain that there's voices inside my head.
I was done with Robert Mueller. He had finally shut his yap.
Now you have to deal with all this stupid whistleblower crap.
Just what is the deal with Ukraine? It's just all a liberal trap.
We can't even find it on a map. Of course, if you knock Joe Biden out, you might have to run against Warren, that left-wing harpy.
So I guess my plan will be to sneak into all the voting booths and change all the ballots with my magic black Sharpie.
So now we'll have to come up with a plan
to prove the stable genius I am. I'll change the headlines. I'll start bombing Iran. So New Year's is approaching. And many people have asked me if I had a good Christmas. Of course I did. I had a fabulous Christmas. No one has greater Christmases than I do. I am the greatest Christmas haver ever, okay? But it could have been much better. It would have been a lot better if a very annoying person, Adam Schiff, had not been holding those totally one-sided, bogus, totally fake hearings. So, I have written a poem all by myself. It is called How the Schiff Stole Christmas. All the Whos in Whosville loved Donald a lot, but Adam Schiff, who's totally jealous, did not. The Schiff hated Donald. He was not a good person. On the other hand, Kim Jong-un is a great guy, I am certain. So Schiff called Gordon Sondland, and you can ignore the rest, like Marie Yovanovitch, who I'd say is a 4 at best. Though my phone call was perfect, the press didn't go for it. And Mulvaney told everyone they should get over it. And they held their first hearings beyond those closed doors, because I'm sure all the witnesses were total bores. And the witch hunt went on. That's when Adam Schiff hit so low. And did I forget to mention, there was no quid pro quo. They called Mike Pence's staffer, and she said, who knows what? I'm sure there were lies just to save her own butt. Because she didn't want jail time, and I'm sure you agree with me that jail is a place only Hillary should be. You're a mean one, Mr. Schiff. What you're doing isn't right. If you try to bring Mike Pence in, you are asking for a fight, Mr. Schiff. Now the legend that Mike Pence is getting so much of a fright, it's the reason he has turned 3 shades too white. So I guess from all this, I should make a confession. I really don't know what's the line of succession. If they impeach me and Pence, for a pardon, I'll go see the next person in line. President Pelosi.
Hello, I'm House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and I'm here with my good friend, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Now, we Democrats have learned of a whistleblower who alleges that the president tried to interfere with the upcoming election by calling the president of Ukraine.
And if Democrat leaders get a little cocky right now about this impeachment process, that's understandable, but really, really dumb.
So that's exactly what we're gonna do.
So long, bad days, liberal sad days. We are roaring back at last.
No more blue slump. Shout it to Trump.
Soon you'll be a thing of the past.
Happy days are here again.
We got some dirt. Let's cheer again.
Though we might offend the red state men.
Happy days are here again.
Time to start impeachment now. The lessons we'll be teaching now.
Give three cheers for overreaching now.
Subtlety is not our friend.
Our style is now in a groove.
She'd smile, but her face can't move.
It can't move.
Chuck, if you just stick with me, with Democrats you'll quickly see.
Seize defeat from jaws of victory.
Shout amen.
Join us then.
We will screw it up again.
Hello. I'm former TV star Jussie Smollett. And I am proud to appear on this Capitol Steps radio program and to be a 2019 nominee for Best Actor in a Fictional Hate Crime. I'd just like to say that sometimes people just do or say things that are really hard to explain. And with that in mind, please welcome former Vice President Joe Biden.
Hey, Joe Biden here, right? All right, look. I'm the front runner, okay? All right, let's forget all that malarkey. But, and there's a big but. Oh, jeez. Look, I didn't mean to disrespect any of the plus-size ladies in the house, all right? Oh, jeez. I've got to remember, people tell me, Joe, when you get that handsy urge, you should let it go. But I've got strong affection, that's just what I do. I might want to rub your neck or smell your new shampoo. Can you feel the rub tonight? I'm just being me. I would be the perfect president in 1953. Gender roles are shifting, of that I am well versed. I'm reaching out to everyone, just touching women first. People want to change me, but that is for the birds. I simply will remind myself, harass is not to words. If you feel the rub tonight, I've not thought this through. I live my life by this philosophy. What would Hugh Hefner do? Can you feel the rub tonight? Don't want to let you go. I can announce I've signed a new book deal called 50 Shades of Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I can't believe I am like the youngest congresswoman to like ever be elected. Pretty cray cray, am I right? I am the very model of a modern major liberal. I think that corporations and big profits should be minimal. With open U.S. borders, there'll be no illegal aliens. You'll get a tax deduction only if you're vegetarian. I'm very well acquainted with the reasons we have rich and poor. Our problems would be solved if we just banned all guns, I'm pretty sure. Progressives will soon find a way to raise the wage you're living on. If you're a millionaire, I will tax you into oblivion.
If you're a millionaire, she will tax you into oblivion. If you're a millionaire, she will tax you into oblivion. If you're a millionaire, she will tax you into oblivion.
Our justice system must be changed. I want to write some drastic laws. Death penalty will be reserved for people who use plastic straws. In short, it matters foreign or domestic or political. I am the very model of the modern major liberal.
In short, it matters foreign or domestic or political. She is the very model of a modern major liberal.
I'm learning about Congress, though you think that my agenda's strange. But we will all be dead in 12 years if we don't fix climate change. My Green New Deal is gonna pass. Big oil will be smarting now. As soon as we can figure out a cure for all those farting cows. I think the GOP and Trump are totally unbearable. Would being socialist like Venezuela be so terrible? You think that Medicare for all is something not affordable. But that's before you met a Marxist this freaking adorable.
That is before you met a Marxist is freaking adorable. That is before you met a Marxist is freaking adorable. That is before you met a Marxist is freaking adorable.
I think it's fine for old white men in government to hit the bricks. This Congress now likes vaping avocado toast and selfie sticks. In short, in dealing with the future and most things in general, I am the very model of a modern major liberal.
Hello. Hello, I am Russian President Vladimir Putin, and I am here to welcome myself. I am not here to ask you for your applause, although I do like it when people give me the clap. Now, I know things are bad because I recently tried to travel to a nearby Eastern European country. I went to the customs. The man asked me my name. I said, Vladimir Putin. He said, occupation. I said, no, just visiting. See, we can laugh, huh? Now, a while ago, I had the meeting with your Mr. Trump. I whispered a sweet reminder in his ear. I said, tinkle, tinkle, I'm the czar who helped put you where you are. Yes, thank you. Now, as you know, I have had great success with cyber warfare. I am not talking about hacking into your military secrets. No, I'm talking about posting nonsense on social media and watching Americans go nuts. So now I would like to bring out my top cyber warfare team. Here we go. Come on, fellas. Yes, as you can see, they are a bit nerdy, but that is why we like to call ourselves Vlad and the Red Squares. Want a good job at the Kremlin? Posting on the web lots of made-up facts.
Weapons, we don't need them since we found retweeting.
All we really need is a mouse and a Mac. Content we are churning. Most is disconcerting. Trolling.
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 Trolling on the Twitter. I got a lot of likes on postings. saying Bernie's plans will destroy the banks.
Lindsey Graham is a cross-dresser.
Warren's no professor.
Booker's really fat, but he's wearing Spanx. Post a new red herring. Dumb voters, we are scaring. Trolling,
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 trolling on the Twitter. What's the next attack I'm planning? I've got a great coup I'll be pulling off. Wouldn't it be funny if in 2020 you elect a guy named Al Gorbachev?
You should not be gloating.
Don't thrust machines for voting.
Trolling,
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 trolling, trolling on the Twitter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Elizabeth Warren. Now, I'd like to start tonight by talking about my ancestry. Now, my DNA data says that I am 1/1,029th percent Native American, which basically means that my great-grandmother once rented the movie Dances with Wolves. So I'd like to put that to rest once and for all. Now, as a former professor, I am very concerned about the state of education in our country. And we progressives need to get our message out. Just last week, I had to sternly lecture an entire classroom of students who were unversed in the history of the women's rights struggles. Was I too hard on first graders? I think not. Now, there are some people, and for the sake of argument, we will refer to them as idiots, who believe in a traditional curriculum, but they would be wrong. So I'd like to start tonight's lecture by telling you every joke that feminists find funny. Would you like to hear them again? And now I'd like to read to you from my new book, Angry Progressive Nursery Rhymes. We do not call them Mother Goose. We call them Unappreciated Primary Caregiver Goose. You laugh, but this is how I got tenure. Little Jack Horner sat in a corner eating a fruity pie. What he thought was a plum was really a thumb. And that's what happens when your food is genetically modified. Trumpty Dumpty wanted a wall. But Trumpty Dumpty made a bad call. Make it 12 feet tall, 'cause security matters. So Mexico's building 13-foot ladders. And finally, little Bo Peep has lost her speech. Mitch McConnell said she had talked plenty, but she won't be deterred, and they'll all eat their words when she wins in 2020. Thank you. Thank you. Good night. Thank you.
I don't know if you've noticed, but lately, it's just been a really glorious time to be in the political satire business. Honestly, it feels like these politicians are trying to give us material. And because of that good fortune, we in the Capitol Steps don't like to complain. But there is one thing
is fair game. We've got rhymes for almost every name. But South Bend's mayor doesn't let us stand up prayer, 'cause Pete Buttigieg is the hardest rhyme. Oh, he's the hardest rhyme. Oh,
he's the hardest.
We've got jokes about Pete that could be told, how he looks like he is 12 years old. But we can't say that. We found, to our great dismay, that the name Buttigieg is too hard to rhyme. It seems like the Midwest is cursed. Last time it was worse. We thought we were finished. 12 years back, about the same time, we sure couldn't find a rhyme for Kucinich. So each person here should now take note. Think about our writers when you vote. If it's not rhymey, we here in the steps are stymied. So vote for someone with a name that rhymes.
This is a far out Save the Earth singles party.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're pretty cute. Would you go out with me?
Well, maybe. If the Earth was about to be obliterated because of global warming and you were the last guy on the planet.
So there's a chance, all right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, nice hemp poncho.
Well, gee, thanks. Actually, it's made from the fuzz drawn from the navel of a protected LGBT Tanzanian chimpanzee, then personally sailed across the Atlantic by Greta Thunberg. Ooh, hey, would you like a carrot?
Is it free range?
Well, yes. And I grew it myself.
It's not that easy being green. Having to remember to turn off every appliance in my house before I leave. When it might be easier to forget about the polar bears in the Arctic than the chlorofluorocarbons being released by my iPhone and my iPad and my refrigerator and my microwave or something less eco-friendly like that.
It's not that easy being green. People give me weird looks when I do ordinary things, like when I compost my own toenail clippings and use them to fertilize my garden of organic carrots. And now using pine cones instead of toilet paper has given me some kind of weird rash.
But green's the color of grass,
which makes great dental floss.
And now with fair trading habits, no testing on rabbits, my teeth now grow moss.
Is that a leather belt you've got on? Tell me how now. Can you kill a cow now?
What? No, this is only the finest pleather that's come from the Indonesian rainforest tree bark droppings.
Indonesia? Well, do you know how big the carbon footprint is on something shipped in a diesel tanker? I absolutely cannot date you unless you are an omnidecaloca vegivore.
What?
You heard me. That means I only eat vegetables who've died from natural causes within 15 feet of my house.
Still want to make out?
Oh, yeah.
My Hummer's parked out back.
The Capitol Steps now pause 30 seconds for station identification.